Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I was born in a small town and lived in a small town.
So Heartland Music bringing us back, Heartland Rock and Roll, John Mellencamp, 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Hope you check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Beverly Inman Ebel is our guest. She is a 14-plus year member of our Brain Trust and one of my favorite people on the planet. She's the author of Talk Is Not Cheap, the founder and the CEO of Talk, Listen, Communicate. TalkListen.com, is that right, Bev?
That's right.
And what will they find when they get there?
Oh, they'll find a lot of articles. They'll find all kinds of content information. So anything you want to know about communication, if it's person-to-person communication, it will be there.
And if your company, if you'd like to get your business to do a better job of putting its best foot forward in the marketplace, that's what you do for corporations, right?
That is. I just got through with a large client that I worked with them for about 7 weeks, getting their key leadership, all the CEO, CFO, and all of that ready for a big event that happened earlier this week. And they did great. And, yes, so it's getting people ready to put their best foot forward and to present themselves for interviews,
right,
for jobs, whatever.
So we're talking about how to get people to how to connect with people. The best way to get people to connect with you is to make them want to spend time with you. I mean, you just spent 7 weeks with a client. I mean, I have a lot of customers and most of them like me, but I don't know anybody who would want to spend 7 weeks with me. I mean, man, you really pulled off the hat trick there, Bev. So when you, in order to do that, whether it's for the holidays or whether it's for any other time of year, The key to success, as a really smart person one time said, the key to success is the relationships you build, and the way to build relationships is not to be to need, leave your narcissism at the door, and not to be so self-absorbed, and not always make it about you. Right.
That's right. And right before the break, I was laughing because I heard you say, if you're as interesting as I am, or as interesting as you think you are, and that caused me to laugh, because everybody's like that to some extent.
That's right.
All right? We know what we enjoy, and we know what we're good at, and so that's what we want to talk about.
Why wouldn't anybody else be interested in that? If I'm fascinated with me, why wouldn't you be, right?
Exactly. But you can build more relationships by pulling that out. You know, the world has a lot of introverts, people who don't, you know, spill their guts and talk about themselves. And yet, the only way to get them to open up and to talk to you might be to ask them some questions you think they're interested in.
Mm-hmm.
And once they get going, actually listen to them. And don't back it up when it's your turn to say, oh, yeah, that reminds me of a time I. No, keep the focus on that person and what they're saying. And what you'll find is that they are interesting. They do something that is worthwhile.
One of my favorite people is he's not here anymore, Dr. Lloyd Johnson. I'm going to say his name. He was a wonderful person. And very smart, very engaging. I mean, just the kind of person you want to know what he would have to say. And he was maddening in that he would not let you, he wouldn't talk about himself. He would find a way to get you to talk about yourself in a way that was just maddening, because I'd want to find out about him, and he just continued to deflect back to you, and when you got through, you always felt better. You always felt like he was the coolest guy in the world, but I remember just being maddened, because I try to ask him some questions about himself, And he'd wind up getting turning it around and making you talk about yourself a little bit more, you know. And
yeah.
And but he, as I say, he's not with us anymore. But he was a beloved person, and I think it was because of that.
And so he was a person who knew how to build relationships.
Yeah, no question about it.
And knowing how can change your business. It can make you a more interesting person. Why?
Mm-hmm.
Because you listen to other people. People like to do business with people they like. Okay, I know there's other things and other reasons people make decisions. Yet if things are similar, they're going to gravitate towards the person that they have a relationship with.
And Bev, I'm going to introduce a new word into this conversation that's one of the things I talk about in my new book, and it's called relevance. The things that you and most of us sell, most people can get most of that somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
Increasingly, being competitive is not the differentiator. Increasingly, in the age of the customer, being relevant is the differentiator, and people wanting to engage with you, people feeling like you care about them, the things you and I've been talking about, this is part of the relevance dynamic.
Yes, it is. It is the thing that sets you apart from all of the competitors.
Mm-hmm.
There's always going to be someone who will sell your product or service cheaper.
That's right. That's right. This is the kind of stuff that folks are looking for these days, ladies and gentlemen, believe it or not, including not just business-to-business, retail as well. Beverly, give us the website again quickly, please.
StockListen.com.
Will you come back soon?
I certainly will.
Always a pleasure. Beverly Inman Ebo. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.